Unit 1. Travel. Chapter 1. Travel and Technology. Page 13.
Travel and Technology. It wasn't long ago that going on holiday meant visiting or calling a travel agent to book your flights and hotel. Now, technology may be putting these travel agencies out of business. For one, more people are going online to find and compare prices of flights and hotels and plan their own itineraries while connecting with other travelers and reading about each other's experiences. The Internet has a wealth of resources, so travelers can learn more about their destination, discover local treasures, or uncover any potential problems they could encounter. Here are three travelers who have not looked back since going online.
Jeff, 37.
The first thing I do when I'm preparing to travel is to visit traveler review websites like TripAdvisor. These interactive sites let travelers share their experiences at tourist attractions, restaurants, and hotels. They can give each place a rating, write a review, or discuss them in online forums. Reading the opinions of genuine travelers can be much more convincing than any advertisement. On top of that, reviewers often provide tips, like where to find a money changer in a small town, or which is the best room in a hotel. Also, being able to search for attractions by location, price, or quality rating is a big help because the kind of place I'm looking for depends on whether I'm traveling for work or for leisure. When I travel for work, I focus on comfort and location. But when I'm with my wife and three kids, I always try to get the best value for our money. We also love making personalized travel plans that focus on our interests, such as food and beautiful beaches.
Hannah, 24.
I used to accompany my family on package trips with tour guides and expensive accommodation. But traveling like that separates you from the local culture. It's not really my style. When I go traveling by myself, I love to stay with local people. So I use websites like Couchsurfing and Airbnb to find people to stay with. These sites help you connect with someone in your destination city so that you can rent their space or even stay in their spare room for free. I find that staying with someone is often more comfortable than staying in a hotel, and it's usually cheaper. Also, by staying with locals, you get to meet new people and can get sightseeing tips about the city you're visiting. I love to experience the culture and not just the tourist attractions. So when I stay with people, I ask them to tell me about cool places they go to, like their favorite cafes, markets, and shops. And by the end of my stay, I've usually made a few friends.
Rajiv, 28.
These days, I never leave for a trip without my smartphone. I use apps and the internet to access maps, airport information, and many other things. I used to take taxis or the subway to get everywhere in a new city, but not only does the cost of these rides add up, they're also not a great way to see a city or learn about a new place. With my smartphone, I'm more confident finding my own way around. I always have access to a map, so I do a lot of walking tours. I don't have to worry about getting lost because I can enter my destination into my phone and it will give me directions and even readjusts the route if I make a wrong turn. I've even used smartphone apps to tour museums in New York and London. With the right apps and an internet connection, a smartphone makes navigating the city a breeze.